COVID and George Floyd's death in 2020. Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance also slammed his record.
Tim Walz's record is a joke. He's been one of the most far-left radicals in the entire United States government at any level. But I think that what Tim Walz's selection says is that Kamala Harris has bent the knee to the far left of her party, which is what she always does.
Harris and Walz will campaign today in Philadelphia. Tropical Storm Debbie's already dumping heavy rains on South Carolina. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez in Charleston.
The rain has been pretty much unrelenting. We've been out in it since early this morning, and there hasn't really been a break. It's been steady. There have been gusty downpours.
Meantime, George is experiencing catastrophic floods, which have shut down many roads in Savannah. The storm has killed at least five people in Georgia and Florida. Safety experts say Alaska Airlines flight attendants were afraid passengers had been sucked out of a Boeing plane when a panel blew out earlier this year, as they testified today before the NTSB. Those comments part of interviews conducted after the incident. CBS's Allison Keys.
One flight attendant told investigators, "I'm sure we lost passengers after seeing the hole in the plane and five empty seats." Another worried about a child flying by himself at the back of the plane, thinking he was too small to reach the mask and was probably really scared.
The NTSB is not expected to rule on a cause. That likely won't happen for another year or longer. The Coast Guard has suspended its search for a Texas family missing on a boat in Alaska.
Eight people were on board. Four were rescued by a nearby boat, but the Maynard family, including their 7 and 11-year-old sons, were not. Family friend Cassandra Martin.
Hard to believe that this could even be real.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. And the yellow brick road could lead to Vegas soon. The Sphere is reportedly in talks with Warner Brothers to adapt The Wizard of Oz for a one-of-a-kind immersive experience. The plan is to spend about $80 million to condense the film, add more visuals and sensory features, but it's unclear when it could open or how much tickets could cost. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Lake Michigan swimming is off limits today due to hazardous conditions. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. Waves are reaching up to 8 feet. A new manufacturing facility is going up in western Kenosha. Schuetz Containers is investing nearly $40 million on a 370,000-square-foot plant. The plant along 60th Street near Indian Trail will produce plastic drums and bulk containers, creating 97 new jobs. LaMarie and Blair, already facing 49 charges related to the Graceland Cemetery shooting in Racine, has been hit with four additional felony charges. It comes after a jail fight. He now faces 53 total criminal charges. And tonight marks National Night Out. It's an event aimed at strengthening community police relations. There are several events across Racine and Kenosha, with the gatherings featuring food, music, and information about resources in the community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the crew in Atlanta to open a three-game series against the Braves. Milwaukee with a six-game lead in the NL Central, thanks to the Mets beating the Cards 6-0. Cubs losing at home to the Twins 3-0. NFL, the Packers have practice this week, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft taken off the PUP list after injuring his pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Kraft thinks he can help out running back Josh Jacobs.
I think the run game, I got some really strong hands. I think I could be at the point of attack in a kick out, throw me in motion to take on larger guys in the run game.
In New York, the Giants and the Lions joint practice turned into a brawl. The Packers have a joint practice next week in Denver. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. It's keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan, with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Supremes. You keep me hanging on. Well, imagine it's 1963. You're vacationing in the Channel Islands off the coast of France, and you see these four mop-top guys riding go-karts and having fun. Some fans found out that the Beatles were staying there, but they were happy to chat and be photographed with their fans.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Prairie Dog Night on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Don Rosen, what's happening on your show tomorrow morning?
Hey, Kurt, Wednesday morning I'll have 9th District Racine Alderman Terry McCarthy in studio to discuss the news of his district and the city of Racine. That's Wednesday morning right here on WRJN.
All right, Don, we'll be listening tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life, or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this out towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Like this.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And it was on this date in 1960 that Chubby Checker appeared on American Bandstand and performed The Twist. The song went to number one on the U.S. chart, and again 18 months later in 1962. It's the only song to go to the top of the charts on two separate occasions.
Yeah.
local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. It's the bottom of the hour. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin are getting money to reach out to people who need lead pipes removed. $900 million in loan money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Communities can start applying at the end of the month. More than 37,000 lead service lines have been replaced or shut off in Wisconsin since 2018. Expect to hear more about reproductive rights from Vice President Kamala Harris as she campaigns for president. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it's the number one issue for Democratic voters.
But independents rank it quite a ways down. And so I think it's possible that she may emphasize that issue more than Biden was doing. Whether that brings any independents over is an open question.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance will both campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You may not have wanted to, but getting in Lake Michigan today is a no-go. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. It runs through tomorrow morning. Waves of 4 to 8 feet and dangerous currents are expected. Beachgoers are advised to stay out of the water. A major industrial development is starting to take shape in western Kenosha. Schuetz Containers is putting up a nearly $40 million manufacturing facility along 60th Street near Indian Trail. The 370,000-square-foot plant will produce, store, and distribute plastic drums and bulk containers. The project is expected to generate 97 new jobs. Selecting a new supervisor is on the Kenosha County Board agenda tonight. Julia Robinson has been nominated by the board president to fill the 5th District Supervisor position. It follows the resignation of Brian Thomas. Robinson is a former City of Kenosha alder and current president of the county's Board of Health. 7 applicants were interviewed, including the wife of the guy that gave up the gig. If confirmed, Robinson will serve until the spring election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. It's keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
We'll be right back.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. So are you familiar with the soda Mellow Yellow? It was introduced in 1979 to compete with Mountain Dew. Lots of caffeine. It's really supposed to keep you up. But 13 years earlier, the song Mellow Yellow by Donovan came out. And it's supposed to be chill and relaxed. Here's Donovan on WRJN.
I'm just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of velocity nil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden grace. Electrical banana. It's bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Yeah.
News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You're going to find certificates for all sorts of local food, merchandise, and services.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
See you next week, and she-
Carlton and Everlasting Love on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Do me a favor. Look in the mirror. You got a mirror handy? Look in the mirror. How do you look? Yeah, you look good. We may think we fear signs of aging like wrinkles or thinning hair, but a poll shows that we actually feel more attractive when we're older. According to 85,000 interviews, seniors are more confident in their physical appearance than any other adult demographic. Two-thirds of Americans 65 and older reported feeling good about their appearance, rating their confidence level at a 4 or 5 on a 5-point scale. 61% of 18 to 34-year-olds reported feeling great about the way they look. Confidence in physical appearance dipped most in the 35 to 64-year-old bracket, where only 54% of respondents reported feeling confident in their physical appearance.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. I keep on dancing. Keep on. Time you wanna turn the jerk right now. Turn the knob. Shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion. Time you wanna do the locomotion. Yeah. Turn the knob. Don't hurry me away. Shake it, shake it, turn the jerk.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. In fact, coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
You left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
News and timeless hits. WRJN. You see me smile, and you know.